keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A Southeast Kansas fertilizer company investigating the cause of a weekend ammonia leak. It happened at CVR Nitrogen Plant in Coffeyville Saturday afternoon. Several people taking off-site to be evaluated, but we don't know how many. The city of Coffeyville says the leak posed no threat to the public. Today, the city leaders in Salina will discuss additional funding to clear the log jam in the Smoky Hill River. Recent storms added another 550 feet of debris to the river. The project was expected to cost about $450,000, but now the price tag could top $1.2 million. Tomorrow, the deadline to register or update your voter information for the upcoming general election. Advanced in-person voting opens up on Wednesday in certain counties. The general election is Tuesday, November 4th. In Wichita, Felicia Roth, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance of rain showers today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 65. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for showers. Lows level off around 55. Chance for showers tomorrow, high of 71. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Looking for an insurance company that truly understands your needs? Look no further than Linton Insurance, your trusted local insurance expert. They pride themselves on delivering insurance solutions tailored just for you. Whether it's auto, home, or life insurance, Linton Insurance has you covered. They work closely with you to find the right coverage at the right price and are there when you need them most, guiding you through the claims process with care and efficiency. Don't leave your insurance needs to chance. Call Linton Insurance 738-5128 or visit them on North Mill in Beloit.
This is Alan Key, your local American Family Insurance agent. The Alan Key Agency, LLC, is proud to sponsor the Pledge of Allegiance. Contact me today at 785-738-2990 or stop by our office in Beloit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State football got back in the win column, knocking off TCU 41-28 at Bill Snyder Family Stadium on Saturday. Two of the touchdown scorers were on defensive scores as Wesley Fair returned a fumble 15 yards for a score in the first quarter. And then the next touchdown was a Desmond Purnell 25-yard interception return, as Purnell had two interceptions on the day to go along with a sack. Offensively, defensively for K-State. Avery Johnson was 16 of 26 for 198 yards and three touchdowns through the air. He also added 13 carries for 29 yards on the ground. Once again, without Dylan Edwards, Joe Jackson got a bulk of the carries, and he had 27 carries for 110 yards. Garrett Oakley scored two touchdowns through the air and one for Jaran Bradley. It was 41-21 before a late TCU touchdown made it 41-28. K-State improves to 3-4 on the season. They'll have a bye this week before the Sunflower Showdown at KU on October 25th. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Well, isn't this perfect? Your car just died, middle of nowhere, middle of the night, and of course, it's raining. Because why wouldn't it be? Here's the good part. You don't have to sit there Googling tow trucks near me or calling a friend who swears they know a guy. Just call DeVore Auto Body and Collision. They've got 24-hour towing service ready whenever life decides to break down your plans and your car. The number's easy, 534-1982. That's 534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision. Because bad days happen, and they're always ready to roll. Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
The Beloit High School Trojans took a step forward in their district play with a win over Minneapolis 54-6 on Friday night at Matus Family Sports Complex. The Trojans now 2-1 in district play, 3-3 overall with 30 points. Trail Phillipsburg 2-0, 3-3, 13 points, followed by Russell 1-1, 5-1, 20 points. Minneapolis is 1-1, 3-3, 0 points. And Norton 0-3, 0-6, minus 63 points in District 7 of 2A. The Trojans have a non-district game with Ellsworth at the Matus Family Sports Complex this Friday night, and then we'll close out the season in district play in a key showdown with Russell. Beloit and Russell are fighting for the second and third positions in District 7 in 2A. Eight-man District 4 in Division 2 of Eight-Man got crazy Friday night as Lynn beat Pike Valley 68-16, Osborne beat Norwich 72-42 in a non-district game, and Thunder Ridge defeated St. John's Tipton 76-48. In that St. John's Tipton-Thunder Ridge game, there were 18 touchdowns in the game, and 76-48 win by Thunder Ridge, which moved them to 1-1 in district play and 2-4 overall. Beloit St. John's fell to 1-2 in district play and 2-4. Scoring for the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Tristan Taylor took the opening kickoff 68 yards for a touchdown. Then Thunder Ridge had a fumble recovery in the end zone after a St. John's Tipton fumble. Tate Foreman threw a 35-yard pass to Taylor. Rashad Stafford scored on a 3-yard run. Then a Foreman pass to Slavic of 9 yards. Connor Wagenblass had a 12-yard fumble recovery, scoop and score. Stafford, 3-yard run. Taylor, 65-yard run. Stafford, 3-yard run. Foreman pass to Connor Inglecliff of 40 yards. And then Foreman pass to Evan Slavic for an 8-yard touchdown. St. John's scorings. Caden Phillips had an 8-yard touchdown run. 64-yard kickoff return by Caden Brummer. Brooks Dunston to Phillips pass of 45 yards. Dunston to Edward Hrenick pass of 65 yards, Phillips 45-yard kickoff return, Dunston to Phillips pass of 3 yards, and Hrenick 65-yard kickoff return. Again, 18 touchdowns in a Thunder Ridge 76, St. John's Tipton 48 football game, a Katy Country Game of the Week. District 4 standings include Lynn 3-0, 4-2, 48 points, Thunder Ridge 1-1, 2-4, 15 points, Osborne 1-1, 3-2, 0 points, Beloit St. John's Tipton 1-2, 2-4 overall, minus 21. Pike Valley 0-2, 2-4, minus 42 points. Lynn will take on Osborne this week. Thunder Ridge will take on Pike Valley. And Beloit St. John's will host Blue Valley Randolph in a non-district game at O'Brien Stadium in Beloit. District 4 and 8-man 1 will provide the showdown between Sylvan Lucas and Lincoln this Friday night, both with 3-0, 6-0 overall, 63 points. Sylvan Lucas defeated Clifton Clyde 44-8 on Friday, while Lincoln took care of Lakeside 64-6. Washington County defeated Rock Hills 68-16. Lincoln and Sylvan Lucas are 3-0 in the district, 6-0 overall, 63 points. Clifton Clyde 2-1, 4-2, 16 points. Washington County 1-2, 2-4, minus 16 points. Lakeside Downs 0-3 in district, 2-4 overall, minus 63 points. Mankato Rock Hills is 0-3 in district, 0-6 overall, minus 63 points. Sylvan Lucas and Lincoln are both showing rankings and will have a major District 4 championship implications on Friday night. Lakeside will take on Washington County, and Rock Hills will play Clifton Clyde in other District 4 action.
Are you looking for the perfect downtown business opportunity? Our featured property of the week is 100 South Mill Street in Beloit. Now with a price drop of only $175,000, this beautifully renovated commercial building offers updated HVAC, new plumbing, electrical, sewer, plus handicap access, elevator, full basement, and a second floor officer living space. Previously a coffee shop and cafe, it's move-in ready for your next venture. Call Heather Monty with Hanson Auction and Realty Company at 785-738-8375. Or visit HansonOnlineAuction.com. That's 100 South Mill Street in Beloit, where your next business begins.
Backpacks? Check. Notebooks? Check. Healthy kids? Let's make that a big check. As your family gears up for back to school, make sure student health is at the top of your list. At Osborne County Memorial Hospital, we're here to keep your kids thriving, from sports physicals to well child checks to sick day needs. OCMH provides friendly care available locally because healthy students are happy learners. Call Goad Medical Clinic at 785-346-2510 for all your family's wellness needs. 100% employee-owned Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and many more. Being 100% employee-owned, Osborne Industries offers a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and the opportunity for a raise just 6 weeks after hire. You complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Shauna at Corner Drug and Gift in Downs. Medicare Part D open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th, and I'm now taking appointments. Don't wait. Call or stop in and visit with me today so we can get your plan set. And while you're here, take a look around. We've got Ro Casa products, lakeside gear, and unique home decor you'll love. You'll find us on Morgan Avenue in downtown Downs, open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm Shauna at Corner Drug and Gift, here to help you every step of the way.
North Central Kansas's country station, KD Country 94.